The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for another day. We thank God for His mercies and His grace that has kept us alive. We are grateful for taking us through this period and to today's the 10th day. Today is our 10th day in 100 days. So mathematically, you say you've taken the 1/10 of the 100 days off.
Or you're taking
10% of the 100 days. Clap for yourself. Clap for yourself. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord in His place, and He's doing His marvelous things in our life. As I said last week, if you forget your testimonies or you forget your prayer, as much as possible to write it somewhere. Write it. Write your prayer request somewhere. Write it somewhere so that you will not forget. So while the Lord manifests them, you take them one by one. Before the 100th day, then you'll be able to tabulate the testimony that you are going to give to the Lord. So you count your blessings one by one, and you will see what the Lord has done. Amen.
Amen.
I want us to continue with what we started yesterday.
We'll
continue with what we started yesterday, and the Lord will lead us. And we'll close that exactly at the time that we are supposed to close. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. It's a 100th day journey. So we'll take it slowly. We'll take it one after another. If you're online, you're welcome to our service this evening, and know that distance is no barrier. Wherever you are, the presence of the Lord is there.
Yesterday
we took our scripture, Psalm 51 verse 10. It said, "Create me a pure heart and renew a steadfast spirit within me." 11. "Do not cast me from your presence, or take the Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of salvation and grant me a willing spirit." A willing spirit. The Bible is yours. I want you to underline the a willing spirit to sustain me. A willing spirit to sustain me. A willing spirit to sustain me. A willing spirit that will hold you up. Amen.
Amen.
We have the perfect will of God. We are the permissible will of God. And we are the will of God. But whatever you want to do with your life is up to God's choice and His will that He has given to you and I. It is our choice as to how we want to live our lives. It is our choice as to how we want to handle ourselves. But the God that we have come to, that you and I have decided that we want to take him as our Lord and personal Savior. Has set up criteria that when we follow, we are able to achieve what he wants to give us. He has set his manual. But the one who also does not want us to get that desire, we receive that precious ornament and the blessings from God, is also fighting us. But you and I have a decision to either to follow what the Lord himself has given us or to go against his will.
And
as our 30 term is the me in us. That prevents us from reaching or getting to the absolute and obeying the absolute will of God for our lives. But today we're going to pray. We started yesterday that the Lord should renew us, renew a right spirit within us. After confessing whatever that is in our heart that is against God. We said the Lord should restore us the joy of his salvation. And grant us a willing spirit. A willing spirit. A willing spirit. To sustain us. When does a willing spirit sustain us? A willing spirit will sustain us in trouble. A willing spirit will sustain us in joy. He will sustain us in marriage. A willing spirit will sustain us in our business. Because we are following the will of God because of the willing spirit that he has given into us. That we will not shift from the ways of God, nor that we will digress from what he has set for our lives. A willing spirit is a spirit that is able to acknowledge that where I am going or what I'm doing is against the will of God. A willing spirit is able to know that those things that are coming to me are not of the spirit of God, and therefore I need to rise up and deal with it. So you and I need to pray for a willing spirit that will always make us active unto God. That we will not lose the direction that what God has set for us. In Isaiah chapter 57, verse 15. Say, I dwell in high and holy place. This is the Lord speaking. I dwell in high and holy place, and also with him who is of a contrite and a lowly spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly one, to revive the heart of the contrite. This is what the Lord says. The Lord says he dwells with someone who has a contrite spirit and a willing heart.
I
revive the spirit of the lonely. And to revive the heart of the contrite. So, if you have this heart in you, if you have a willing spirit in you, in terms of difficulty, in terms when things, you see that things are not going as well, the Lord says, I will revive you. I will revive the spirit of the lonely.
So
when you are faced with hard, tough situations and you cannot see your way through, the Lord says, I will revive you.
He says, I
will revive you.
Say,
he, the Lord, will revive you. He will revive you. And my Bible makes me to understand in 2 Kings chapter 19 from verse 31. It says, out of Jerusalem shall go a remnant, and those who escape from Mount Zion, that the zeal of the Lord. So in every aspect of our life, it is the Lord that is doing it for us. But God can only and will only do it for us only if we submit our will to Him. Only if we submit our will to Him. Only if we submit our will to Him. That He is able to know that this is what will happen to my son. So I will prepare him ahead of time.
Now,
I will prepare him ahead of time, just as they prepared Jacob ahead of time. And he also prepared his son Joseph ahead of time.
And
before the famine time, God had already made provision for them.
And sana or come the basin, na nyakupon, what she said, be ati to a mom dadan.
Amen.
Amen.
So it's this time we are praying the heart as we are saying the team. Now is my time. Nothing should hinder us from meeting our time. That is why we are dealing with ourselves. We are dealing with the me in us. We are dealing with the self-will. That when we have submitted and we are moving, we will not have anything to stop us.
But
you know that you have set yourself on the highway that the Lord Himself will manifest into you.
And
the zeal of the Lord will be doing His part.
But
you will not see any struggle. You will not see any struggle in it. But the Lord Himself will have in His way. I want you to open your mouth and begin to thank the Lord. Even for the opportunity to be able to come here today. For the opportunity to be online, and to listen to the word of God. That God, it is a privilege, to be here. It is a privilege that you are saying to God, it is my time. Which tells me that irrespective of how far that I've gone, whatever that I have lost, whatever that has gone wrong, the Lord Himself is back again. And He said, now it's your time. Begin to thank the Lord. Forgive me another time.
Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Bless your name, O God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you tonight, Lord. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for the word, Lord. The word, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed is your name, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Jesus, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord,
for the manifestation, Lord.
Yes, so God. Lord, Lord, I thank you for the opportunity for taking me back once again. Lord, I thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, I thank you. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, O Lord. I thank you, O Lord. I thank you, O Lord. I thank you, O Lord.
Father, we thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I 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 thank you, Lord.
My Father in heaven. When you, there is something we call fit for purpose.
We have friend say, "Be I say, what's up, fata butaye?"
Fit for purpose.
What's up, fata butaye?
That is when I want something, or maybe say, if I want this shoe.
Say, "Be I me pemba boy."
And I need the shoe for an occasion. I need a shoe for a wedding, for instance. When I take a shoe, when I tell you that I need a shoe, I need a footwear, and you bring me slippers, Which is my size? Yes, it is my size, all right. When I wear it, it is okay. But the purpose from which I'm buying the shoe, or I'm getting the footwear, will not be achieved. Because I need a shoe for a wedding.
So,
although you've gotten me the footwear, it doesn't match for the occasion that I want to use it for. So we call it fit for purpose.
Correct.
I want us to understand this thing before we pray. We are going to pray for a willing, the Lord should give us our hearts, our will, a willing spirit. And a willing heart. Yesterday we prayed the prayer of confession. And today we are praying that God, give me a willing spirit that will be fitting for you. Give me a willing heart that will be fit for the purpose you have in my life.
Mami ope akuma abesa fata ubota ya mama brabo.
I guess you understand me.
Ajili sa what in ya opa chena say.
What the Lord is giving you should be able to fit for whatever destiny God has purposed for your life.
Ebe fata ani bota ya anase sebe bie nyame. As he said, I'm our brother.
Because the kind of heart that I may need for my ministry will not be the same kind of heart that we also need.
If I need $3 million
for my project, you may need maybe about $5 million for your project. So we are on a different wavelength. Amen.
Amen.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Give me,
give me
a willing heart.
A willing heart.
A willing spirit.
A willing spirit.
A willing heart.
A willing heart.
A willing spirit.
A willing spirit.
That will be fit.
That will be fit.
That will be fit.
That will be fit.
For the purpose.
For the purpose.
For the purpose.
For the purpose.
And the destiny
you have for me.
You have for me.
You have for me.
You have for me. Begin to pray now that they
know
Jesus. My Father in heaven. Yes, O Lord. And start with me, O Lord. And start with me, yes, O Lord. Give me, yes, O Lord, a heart, Lord, a spirit that will be fit, O Lord, that will fit for your purpose, Lord. Not any other heart, not any other spirit. Yes, O Lord. Father, pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, I need that power. I need that spirit. I need that heart, O Lord. Father, endow with me, O Lord. Lord, endow with me, O Lord. Endow in me, O Lord. Endow in me, O Lord. Endow in me, O Lord. Yes, O Lord. My heart, I am a man. Yes, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. 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 My Father in heaven. Give me, yes, O Lord. That heart, O Lord. Give me 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 that heart, O Lord. Yes, O Lord. My Father in heaven. Yes, O Lord. 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 Yes, O Yes, sir. 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 Yes, sir
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.